Oh, okay, it's working. Oh shit, how do I do this again? let's see. Let's end it here. Okay. Oh crap. Is my computer dead too? Oh my good God, everything's dying. Oh, hold up. Turn on captions. Okay, there. Everything is death. Oh good God, all the stress just gave me a headache now. Okay, let's see. All the stress just amplified my headache. Now I gotta share this space. Hold up. Man, I could have. Oh shit, I'm live? How do I stop being alive? Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Everything. Oh shit, end stream. That's good. Actually, I can keep it on. I'll just have like forever. Oh no, I shouldn't. I shouldn't. Okay, we'll end it. We'll end it. We'll end it. Well, but no, we can have the notification. Oh no, that's probably against the rules. Okay, I probably should end this, right? I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna wait until Henmama tells me something. If they are alive. Let's see. How do I share this again? Oh, that's right. Okay. Childhood room investigation. Hell yeah. And I gotta do that thing where it's like I retweet it. Okay, so I do this. Yeah, I copy that link, those dirty link likers, and then okay, space. Laptop sucks. Space laptop. I'll just do space laptop. Space. Yeah, put spaces between your things, and then we have a YouTube chat room. Okay, now I have to go find chat. Oh, good golly, where am I? Okay. So I do this. And then I do that little thing. Oh, yeah, I think this is recordable. Oh, no. If I say something cringe, people will actually hear it. Oh, no. Okay. Oh no, people will hear my cringe. I guess that's not really new. Let's see where I put this. I'll put it here. Oh yeah. Putting it there. Man, I was gonna have a cute stream and everything too. Well, it's not really that cute. Where did I put it? In here? Yeah, okay. Right there. That's right. Copy. You dirty son of a frick. There. Okay. Now we do this. Oh, okay. Oh, it's a quote retweet. Gosh, I don't understand technology. Okay. Oh, but then this defeats the point of things. Oh, whatever. I cannot be bothered. I cannot be bothered. I am dying. Okay, cool. It's working. I should have put like depression or something. All right. Hey, should I end the stream? Oh, but then you guys won't see things. Oh, life is so complicated. I just want to feed fucking cats barbecue. My dad tried to feed a cat donuts and bread, actually. It was redonkulous. Then again, I'm redonkulous too. Okay, here it is. We will unpin this message, and now we will pin this message, and then I will pin this message, and then pin you too. And now this is now sad Twitter space. There you go, chat room. I'm just gonna delete this. I'm gonna reuse this chat later, okay? This whatchamacallit, this stream room, I'm gonna reuse it. It's just gonna be like total depression later. I'm gonna reuse everything. It is sad Twitter space chat room now because my laptop sucks apparently. Okay, what did I miss? Wait, hello Eric. Bit hero laden, wind dancer, and clip again. Okay, cool. All right, this is the best I can do. Oh, that's right. I also need to advertise on the community thing. You know what's weird? Or it's not really weird. This is essentially just like me talking in my head, is what it feels like. Because I don't hear any sounds except like the whatchamacallit, the wind and the cars and the doomed cries of the damned. Okay, community. Yeah, look at that. 28 people watching. Let's go. Okay. Da 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 da. Okay, where is it? This one, yeah. Here, I'll just say, sad Twitter space chat room is open for my sad Twitter. There you go. Alright. And then, I gotta find the link to listen to things. Oh, look at that little sad emoji. Okay. So, Twitter space, and then this is chat room. Well, you know, at least I tried. I sure darn diddly do. Tried. Okay, and now I gotta do that thing that you call a give credit. Yeah, give credit, like an extra credit. That's right. Okay, oh shit, what was that? Oh, I don't know. Okay, sad Twitter space chat room is open for my sad Twitter. Twitter space chat room. Okay. Looks good enough to me. Alright, I've done everything. I've done the stuff. The goods, the deeds. I don't know what laptop to get, though. I'm not sure what laptop I'm supposed to get. Should I just get a laptop made out of, like, pure meat? Jay! Annyo! Hasegawa-san, arigato! Oh, man. Well, at least we're stuck together. Hold up. Where's the place where people bonk me? Wrong one. Okay. Let's see. Not that. Okay. Should I end stream and just let people use the chat room? Oh man, I have such a headache now though. You know what's weird? Actually no, this is genius in a way if you really think about it. The genius in here is that what does the stream look like right now? It's just like a blank nothingness, right? It's blank nothingness. It probably says like she's offline. Yeah. Oh wait, what's the point of having it on? Okay, I'll just end stream then. Wait, but am I live in your notifications? So no, in this case, it is genius because I might look like I'm online. Maybe. Am I like live technically? Is this a blank? Okay, but here's the thing. That blankness is the void. Okay, so it just shows a thumbnail. Damn it. Damn it, not a genius thing. Okay. All right, I'll end the stream then. But at least the thumbnail looks great, right? Thumbnail looks fucking great. Alright, I'll hit this one. Yeah, hell yeah. I had 1 minute. I was alive for 1 minute. Oh, it shows the red live icon. Damn it, that's smart. I should have kept it live. It's too late. I already ended it. I just kaputted it. Okay. Alright, cool. Screw this. I'm gonna look at my stuffed animals. I wanted to go around my room, and I know you can't see anything, but I was just gonna show you everything. Not that I could actually show you. Okay, so it's more like describe things, I suppose. Alright, let's see. I'm gonna get my thing. Oh, actually! Oh, I wish I could show you guys. Hold up. Okay, so in my room, I can't open the closet. Okay, I'm in the closet right now, right? Just like Risa. On like the top thing, this thing I'm slapping, that's actually my 101 non-copyrighted, legally distinct dogs with white fur and black dots. 101 dogs, I repeat, with white fur and black spots. That starts with a D and ends with Almatians, I think. I have like a whole bunch of it. I got it from like eBay, essentially. Simon, thank you. Randall, I know my laptop sucks. Well, at least I know that I need to get a I know. This was supposed to be a streamable laptop, actually. That's what they told me. Those liars. Gosito, Alex, Pickle, Yoshi, Rubber Toe, Boonster, Brando, and 590. Thank you. Isn't the chat gonna close? Yeah, this was meant to be like a stream thing, but it didn't work out. Okay, so next to my 101 Almatians, there's actually a doll next to it, but it's kind of, I got it from a garage sale, actually. It's very cheap, but it's very big. It's literally the doll that could probably, like, stand up and beat the shit out of you. Oh, these things. Oh no, but you're falling. Oh, no. It's okay. It's okay, I'm okay, don't worry. let me charge your butt. There you go. If you hear the little vibing sound, it's because you're charging. I have these hats. Oh, that's right, I used to collect. Is it called Kentucky Derby? Like church hats. So I have this one as a straw hat. It has a purple ribbon and like a purple outline. It was very cheap, it's probably like $1. And the purple ribbon has white polka dots on it. Oh, and then I'm pretty sure this hat is actually my dad's. It looks like a Indiana Jones kind of hat. Actually, no, I'm pretty sure it's like a safari hat. Not necessarily Indiana Jones then. So, safari looking hat. Ooh, this one. I have no idea where I got this, but I think something came off. It's just a red hat. Nothing really fancy about it. Oh yeah, the horse derby. I don't know if they're actually horse derby hats, but I like cute things. So I have a white sun hat. It has like a blue rim around it. Where did I get this? I think an amusement park. But yeah, I collected a bunch of hats. Oh, this one's pretty. Oh, this one's a white hat. There's like little, kind of like little hole designs in it. It's meant to be a sun hat. It has a sort of faded pink tint around the rim, and then it has a pink flower attached to it. I think this is my favorite hat, actually. Yeah, this is one of my favorite hats. Oh, it's so pretty. I wish I could have I wish I have space for it, but I do not think I do. Oh, and then I have another white hat. This one. So around the rim, there's like multiple rings. So there's one that's like opaque. The next one is sort of like there's a white, very transparent mesh. And then next layer is opaque again, and it keeps repeating until like the middle. And this one has a white flower attached to it, and it also has a white bow. I'm pretty sure I also got this one from probably a cheap store, actually. Probably like Ross or something. this hat, I think, was a gift. Oh, hold up. I want to look what I look like in it. I'm taking you guys to the vanity. Okay. Yeah, my laptop sucks. Hello, Yokoko. I'm sorry for being a disappointment. Oh, this hat kind of covers my face. It's very cute, though. I think this is from my aunt. It's a purplish pink hat. There's some sort of pattern attached to it. There's like a little pearl bead looking things. Another darker purple ribbon around it. And then a white ribbon attached to it. I think I could probably take some pictures of these. Oh yeah, I could. Okay. Let me see. Let me find a good place to take a picture. The ground. Okay, I'm a... The ground! Okay. This one too. The ground! What about these ones? They're not that pretty. Oh, and then I just have a regular straw hat with a black ribbon around it. That one's not really that cute. This one I'll leave here. And then this one. Are you guys still alive? This one's just, this one's a white boring hat. I should probably throw this away. This one doesn't look so good. Hey, why is the chat down here? Oh, did the chat die or something? Let's see, what is it? Ba-ba-bum-bum-bum. Ba-da-bum-bum. Hold up. Oh, I guess it got moved. Oh no, it got moved. Okay, okay. All right, looks like the other Twitter Space chat room is now where we're going. I don't see the control here. I guess it ended by itself. Okay, I'm gonna hide that monstrosity. This thing, let us hide this monstrosity, okay? Okay, here you go. Let me change the link in the community tab. Dang, it's kind of like getting kicked out of a classroom if you really think about it. All right. Twitter space. Chat room. There you go. Thank God we have this one saved. Assuming it still works. Okay. I got 3 hats I can show off. I don't think it would be bad to do that. Yeah. Okay, cool. Welcome back. Ugh. Okay. I'm gonna try taking a picture. I'm gonna be like a dirty two-hander picture taker. Let's see, photo. Oh, I gotta remove this thing. I got a new phone now, by the way. I got new phones. I also bought my mom a phone. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Is it safe to take a picture here? Maybe. Oh no, I don't have my aesthetics. What if? Okay, I know what to do. I know what to do. I'm gonna have low battery. Okay. I put this hat on here. That's right. I turn around. I gotta make everything picture perfect. Oops. And then the laptop's over here. Alright. So now I take a picture. Oh no, but there's wires. Hold up, I gotta hide the wires. I'm very OCD with things. Okay. Is that good enough? Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. Okay, hat number one taken. What about my hat number two? Mm-hmm. Maybe this way. There you go. Ooh, that's a pretty sorta aesthetic. Let's do, yeah, look at that. What a turn. Hat number two. Okay, and then hat number three. Which I'm unlikely to wear. Super cute though. It's super cute. Oh no, I can't take a picture of this one actually. I see things. I see the future in it. My future's not so bright. Okay. None there. Alright, I'll post this after the thing. After I make sure that I'm not gonna perish in 5 seconds. There you go. I put this back in my closet. So I'll post this in my YouTube community thingy. Oh, for those who don't know, so there's a few cats that my dad had been wanting to adopt. He can't, though. I don't even know if they're strays, to be honest. But he's been trying to feed them, like, human food, which is essentially what happened with our dog. He wanted to feed him donuts, and I said, no, please, do not feed the cats donuts. I did feed them barbecue, though, but that's only because, like, we don't actually have cat food here. I had to go out and buy some. Oh, no, I'm too short to put this back. Onyo. It's hanging. Okay, onyo. Onyo. No, it's okay, I can do it. Okay. Number one. Hat number two. Onyo. It's all the way at the back. Okay, cool. I think I set it up. What else is in my closet? Oh. Can I take a picture of this? Maybe. I might be able to take a picture of this one. Let me put these away really quick. Okay, so right in front of me is a big stuffed animal of a doggy. This was a gift from my dad, actually. This was for my birthday. It's just a regular doggy. It's pretty big. I can hug it, and it's like chest size. But by that I mean like more torso size. Try to jump. Do 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 do. Kohuyu, hello, Pearl, Boonster, and Sunny, Soupman, hello. And Emma, oh wait, are these from the last time? I don't remember. I do not remember. Okay, so I have a dog. Oh, I can make it hug the phone, actually. Okay, I'm gonna put you guys with my dog. You guys can't see it, but I'm making it hug you. Do you, can you hear it? Papa, 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 papa. All right, I'm gonna put this back in here. There's also this weird dental looking, So my mom, for Valentine's Day, she bought me like a heart-shaped, like, stuffed animal, but it has a really weird fucking face. Okay, so imagine, two ovals for eyes, right? But now you give it, like, lids at the, like, one-third of it. And then there's a pupil, right? And it's looking top left, and then there's eyelashes on it, and then the grin is more like a creepy pervert grin. I don't know why she thought it was cute, but yeah, it's in my closet. I kept basically gifts from my parents in here. What is this? What is in here? Oh, I'm can I even get this? It's in like a body bag. I'm feeling it up. It feels very ball-like. What is this? Hold up. Investigation time. Is it? I feel like. What is this? I'm kind of scared to open. I feel like it'll be heavy, actually. If I were to open this, I feel like I might actually hurt myself. So I don't think it's a good idea for me to look into it. Let me look at my right side of my closet. Okay, this one looks a little bit more safer to look into. So let me try untying this. No idea what's in here. All that stuffed animals. My parents use my room as storage space. Oh, I need to bring her home. Hold up. Okay. So I have a... It's supposed to be for an Easter, I think. Okay, so I have a unicorn. It's like pink, and it has like a little... Like a purse. It's like a purse thing. Can you hear it? I bought this because I have a doll, and I wanted her to ride a horse. So that's why I bought this little pink unicorn Easter basket thing. Yeah, it is an Easter basket. In fact, it says it's $7. So I have this. I'll leave it here for now. There's actually a porcelain doll in here. Actually, it's not porcelain. It's a ball-jointed doll. This was my first. It was like when... Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! It's copyright! La 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 la! La 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 la! Is it copyrighted? I don't know! You can't hear it! You can't hear it! You can't hear it! No no no! You can't hear it! You can't hear that! You can't hear that! It's not copyrighted, right? Okay, I think it stopped. You didn't hear that, right? Oh, hold on. I'm gonna try to... That was England, actually. I'm surprised the battery still works. Okay, so my mom collected Wisney, like the Small World collection. Oh no, I'm allowing this to be recorded. Oh shit. It's okay, I can just delete it. Okay, I need to not disturb England. Oh no, the dress is so big. Oh, that's right, I had two ball-jointed dolls. Oh shit, her wig came off. Oh, she's such a pretty doll, though. I'm bringing this home. I'm bringing this. This is... Hold on. Let's see the size of this. Let me charge your butt really quick. Yeah. Okay, if I stand this... it's from my torso to my tatas, essentially. Cool. Dun, dun, dun. My laptop specs? Oh, I don't know, man. I have no idea. I have to look. It's super pretty. No, I can't. Never mind. I can't. Don't listen to me. It's a very cute girl doll, though. Let me get her wig. I think she had a different wig. Not meant to be this brown one. Yeah, I had two ball-jointed dolls. I think I named this doll Dahlia. Da-da-da. Okay. I'm gonna take this doll home. It has a pretty dress. That's not her mane. That's... Oh, okay. What happened was I have two Bodrington dolls. One of them you cannot remove the hair. It comes with a dress. I have another one where you can remove the hair and the eyes, so that one's customizable. I switched your costumes. That's what happened. Okay, now this one that I'm pulling is the pretty one, but she's like not as customizable. Damn, she pretty. I think I gave her Build-A-Bear Workshop clothes. Okay, I'm gonna bring this one too. I can't remove her eyes though. You know, it'd be cool if you guys had removable eyes. Then I'd be like, oh, we'll just be switching it up. Oh yeah, I did give her Build-A-Bear Workshop stuff. She's super cute, super cute. She has purple hair and it's like some pink highlights. I put it on my bed just now. She also has no panties. Oh no, she does have panties. I never took it off. Okay, what about the other one? Do you have panties? I gotta reach in there. No, this one doesn't have panties. Okay, makes sense. Oh, there's Legally Distinct Wumbo, the Elefante, in my closet, apparently. I think that was a gift. There's what is this? Hold up, I think this is meant for my doll. I'm keep it here. Okay, I'm putting Wumbo near the unicorn. What else? There's what is this? Oh, it's Legally Distinct. Wiki Wouse. He is in the anime Cory in the House. It's like the steamboat wi Wiki Wouse, essentially. Okay, let me put you on the floor. Gosh. Oh man, this is kind of creepy. But that thing that was singing, it's a small world. It's upside down in my trash bag of things, and its eyes are just looking at me. You guys could probably look into it. So, it's a small world doll. I think it put England. Yeah, you can Google it. You can Google it. So it's a small world doll England version. Winkle, did I say thank you for the SC? And Ryuki, hello. Gino too. Oh, thank you, Yoshi. Do I have a cold? No, I just have shitty audio. Actually, I have been getting headaches for the past like few days in a row. Oh, there's my Winnie Wouse doll, and this one. So she holds a flute. It's stuck to her hands. She cannot live without it. If you try to take it away from her, she'll just die. So I've had that since I was like in like a wee little lass. And essentially, if you lift up her flute to her mouth or like raise it, she'll start sucking. I'm kidding. She'll start singing like me 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 me, and then some copyrighted song I can't sing. Okay, so that's where it is. What else? What is this thing? Oh, that's from my aunt. It's some bear that sings some copyrighted song I'm scared to touch. There's like a beagle in here. Yeah, I got a beagle. This was from my papa. Oh, I have a Legally Distinct Whack Wellington from White Mare Before Wishmish. But it's like oh, I got this from the land of the alligators. From Floridia. I got this from Floridia. It's like a circular whack Wellington from White Mare Before Wishmish, but he has a sand hat. Legally Distinct. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I have the Westshire, the Cheshire Cat. I mean, Alice in Wonderland is technically, I think, public domain actually, except the design of the cat. This specific design is copyrighted. What's this? Oh, I think it's another body bag. Okay, let me put my things. Oh, it's my squid hat. Oh, shit, what's in there? Whoa, why is this squid hat so fucked up? Oh, I mean, I guess it's old. Wow, I have a squid hat. Oh, it's so cute. It's literally just like it has big eyes that look at you and has like little tentacles, and that's literally it. But the seams have come off, it seems. I think you can probably fix it. But I will leave Squid Head alone. Oh, what else is in here? There's a lot more. I have a push, legally distinct Pushina. I have a Pushina. Okay, hold up. Let me close this really quick. The body bag number one. Let me put this here. I don't know how I can get the other body bags. They seem kind of hard to get. Let me close this. My bag of memories. There's like a hole in here, actually. There's a hole in here. It's gone now. For some reason, despite everything here not being sharp, there is a hole in there. Okay, let me. There's another. I have like a one, two, three, four, five. I have five body bags in my room. Oh, I don't know how to untie this one. This one seems kind of harder. Hold on. I can see the legally distinct Hello Winnie though. Oh no, did I make it tighter? Oh no.
Loosen up your bag.
Oh no, why is the knotting so hard? I do not know how to untie knots. I'm a good girl, not a naughty girl. Oh. Here, you can just. Oh no, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it, Mr. Krabs. Okay. I did it. I did it. Holy crap, this is $35. What is this? It's Hello Witty. Oh, it's Christmas edition Hello Witty. I see. Whoa, she's gigantic. Oh, wow. She can stand. Whoa, this is so cool. Oh, this is adorable. And it's still like not that dirty looking. Oh man, this is okay. So height wise, imagine my height, right? It's about my torso size. Well, actually not quite. So from my belly button essentially to maybe to like if I had an Adam's apple, I guess it'd be there. So that's cool. What else is here? It's another Hello Witty, but it's regular Hello Witty, and she's only $20. I could have a whole army of this. This one's a little dirty though. So basically, my mama, she, my parents have these like things where they think I have a phase of really liking something. I don't mind Hello Witty though. I do like it, but they really go above and beyond. So if they see it, it's like, oh, Shiori will love this. So they buy me a bunch of things. Oh, I do have an Adam's apple. Oh, I don't even like apples. No, it's not a duffel bag. It's more like a giant trash bag, actually. That's a body bag, though, isn't it? Oh, it's another Hello Witty. I think this bag is essentially nothing but Hello Witties. Okay, this one's like girly Hello Witty. Oh, it's so cute. This one has a cute little dress. This is also torso size. Also torso size. So I have a two standing Hello Witties, a third Hello Witty, but she's sitting down because she's a lazy motherfucker. Oh, I have another Hello Witty. Okay, this one, I think this is my oldest Hello Witty. Oh yeah, it is. I've had this since I was a little girl, actually. Since I was a little Shioi. Yeah, this one doesn't stand nor sit. It just lies. Like defeated. In fact, it's so old that the eyes are pale. Like a pale black. Wow. Oh, and then I have a Hello Witty phone. It's a purple little phone. And it says, call me, let's shop. I used to pretend like I could call people in it or something. You can't really do anything. It's just a fake phone. You can imagine what my room looks like. It was never pink, by the way. My room was never pink. I used to have my room colored like a very, very light blue. And then I moved it to some sort of like yellowish color. What else is in here? It's another Hello Witty. Yep, this is the Hello Witty bag. This one's a Build-A-Bear Workshop one. Yeah, this one, oh, this is the Hello Witty that got fucking burnt essentially. This one got burnt. She has like a winky face. And for some reason, her skin is pink. Her skin is pink, and she has, like, a leopard shoe. As in, like, it's, like, a white base and random black splotches of things. Oh, your room is blue, too? Oh. I wish it was easy to color a room, you know? Like, paint it. All you have to do is just, like, change it like The Sims. I wish it was like that. Oh, she has pink skin. I didn't really like this one. I mean, she has a cute dress and all. But I didn't like it because her skin is all unnatural, you know? Okay, I should put away all my Hello Witties. So let me sit you down first. I gotta plug your butt, though. Hold up. Oh, that's right. This is gonna get recorded. I shouldn't talk like this.
In you go!
Oh, sorry, I missed. In you go, sorry. It took me two tries. That's not so bad, right? Hold up. I feel something in here. Oh, this is, I don't really... This one was a gift. This one, is Domo? Yeah, I don't really know much about, Domo. Domo Arigato. It's a pink Domo. Yeah, it was a gift. I don't really know much about this one. This is from, This is from that girl who made me hang out with her, but, like, I ended up becoming the third wheel, essentially, and I didn't expect that, you know? She said, like, you want to hang out, Shiori? I came all the way for you. I was like, okay, sure. Okay, well, here's my partner. Like, okay, that's cool. But then you know what she did? She left me with her siblings, and I was just, like, an hour or something away from home. So I had nothing to do for the entire duration of hanging out at the beach except be with her tiny siblings. So it's like, what was the point of bringing me here? Yeah, that was from her. It seems like I kept it, I guess, surprisingly. Let's see. Putting Hello Witty back. Yeah, I haven't kept up with her. It's because she was really bad at long distance communication, and that's all we had, you know. She didn't live around here. It was one of those cases where when your parents have friends and those friends have like a child, they'd be like, "Hey, let's make our children be friends with each other." But then you don't end up staying friends forever. So oh man, she was pretty cool though. We both like anime and stuff. Alas, you must keep in contact, though. Her sister was really nice, though. Her sister was nice. I remember her brother. It's kind of funny, but her brother was kind of spoiled at first. And she would always complain about it. But it's interesting, because kids grow up. So what essentially is like, oh, you used to be really spoiled in all the stories. It's like, wow, you have a job now. You have like a... You're like in college. It's kind of interesting. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, I think I need to reach out to the dude liker. I don't know if I dreamt it or maybe it's reality. I dreamt that he and his partner broke up, and I was like, oh man. So I should probably reach out and check if he's okay. It's such a silly thing. I hope it's not real. I really hope not. It took him forever to fucking get a boyfriend. Yeah, I need to reach out to him. Speaking of, I think... Oh, it's in there. Okay. Oh, what's this? What is this? It's a big box. I think this one's dangerous to open, though. More stuffed animals. I want to get the other stuffed animals, but they're in, like, bags that are a little high for me. So if I get them, I think it might be dangerous. Eric, thank you for the SC. speaking of, my other friend, I think the best way to describe this one is the furry Gundam lover. Him and his partner, I think they came around. So hopefully I can see him and then my other friend, too. Although I think his dude is sick. So I'm not entirely sure if that's gonna end up working out. But it's nice when the whole gang is here and all that stuff. Or most of the gang. I think there's like one dude missing. There you go. Ooh. Well, he likes furry. I mean, well, no, he's like, well, actually, no, they both are furries. He likes Gundam, and him and his partner, they're both like, into animals. They're animal lovers, essentially, you know? They really love animals, if you know what I'm saying. Oh no, I forgot to put away the other two Hello Witties. Oh no. I guess I gotta put that away now. I'll just put you guys in. Oh no, but you're. I don't want you guys getting covered in dust. Okay.
Get in here.
Let me put you down. Sorry. Get in there. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I apologize. I apologize to my stuffed animals if I end up dropping them or something. It's like a silly little thing I do for some reason. Okay, I gotta put this other one down there. Oh no! Oh no! No, please! Copyrighted, maybe copyrighted, illegally distinct, you can't tell the difference. Okay, this one's closed now. I just have to activate this without, like, sorry, I have to put this without activating it. Oh, it's so heavy. Okay. Oh, no! No, please stop! No, shh! No! No. It's a gigantic world. It's a very big world, actually. Gigantic. Like, wow. Oh, that tired me out. Okay, I guess that's all I can get in my closet. There's supposed to be a piano in there. A keyboard. I've had it since I was small. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, it's so warm. From what I remember, so the way my room worked, bed in the middle, creepy ass vanity right in front. Oh, and I used to sleep surrounded by like 30 dolls, 30 porcelain dolls. So as many as I could fit on my vanity in the front, and then I had two bedside tables to the left and right of my bed. Also had dolls. I don't remember anything else. Oh, that was before I did like I need to turn the fan on, like content archiving stuff. And then after that, I bought my. Actually, no. I had my really poor setup for archiving. Oh. Da, 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 da. So my first setup for things was I had the foldable garage table. I had two no, I had three wooden bar stools. Three wooden bar stools. I had a plank of wood in between two of them, and then I had a stack of books so I could see past the garage table. And then that's where I put my monitors. I had I think one monitor at the time. And then I had originally I had a laptop, but then I had a like the desktop computer. I just put that on a plank of wood and I put it on a carpet. And then oh, I had my first microphone. It's actually right on my vanity right now. Because I was just looking through the boxes. It's actually a Snowball ice mic or something. It was like $60 at the time. It was cheap. It's okay. I was gonna say something else. It's okay, you know? I didn't know if I would stick with archiving. So I bought like whatever was affordable with my few dollar roonies. Blue Yeti is fine, actually. I also have a Blue Yeti. Cause I don't want to spend like 500 on someone's gigantic ear. You had a laptop on a TV diner. Hey, if it works, it works. A vanity is basically like imagine a wardrobe and then there's a mirror in front of it. It's just called a vanity mirror with other things in there. It's functional, you know? So the ice ball was my first microphone. It made me sound very tinny, but to be fair, I don't know crap about audio. I mean, look at me. I'm just here talking into your. Hold up, I gotta plug your ass. There. Had to charge the phone. Sorry. Hello, Risa. I hope you're. Oh, by the way, I hope you feel better. I hope you're doing okay. Everyone wants the Yeti. Yeti's fine. It was interesting because I think, did that, what happened to it? I think I could buy it. Oh, I bought it at like one of the worst times. It was when the Rovid started happening, so everything jacked up in price. Well, where I'm talking, it's kind of like the butt of the phone. So essentially, it is like I am charging your butt if you really think about it. If you really think about it, it is like that. Yeah, the Yeti's not bad actually. I would be fine recommending it. A lot of people seem to like it. So I went from the Snowball. Oh, and then I jumped to an 80-20-20. It was recommended to me. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing though. And then I had I think what I have right now. My microphone is old actually. Well, kind of okay. I think I have is it a Rode NT1 or something? And then I have a Scarlet. Whatchamacallit? I don't know what it's called. Oh, Risa left. That's probably because we outed her. I'm like that too, actually. Maybe she's gonna go on a secret account now, you know? Maybe her secret account is called, like, This is Definitely Not Risa. Or Shiori, I miss you. It's because we outed her. So what how I'm usually am actually in other chat rooms, I'll say like hi or something cute too, to say like, hey, what's up, hope you're well. But then after that, if people say hi to me, I like go meek. she's, oh, that's right, the thing. They're gonna get sussy. Oh, you know what sucks? Oh no, my la I mean my laptop also sucks really. I don't know if it can even fucking play a game actually. I don't know. That was it was dying. Oh, let me turn this down. Fade to the background. Oh, I see. I hope they fu have fun in Among Us. Oh, actually, I did. I saw the DM. It was actually in a group DM random server. I apologize to Kiwawa because I didn't know where it was. There's like so many things, and I was like, wow. I agreed to Among Us. Actually, no, it was more like a maybe, because I don't think my parents would even let me have the time of peace. Da, 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 da. Her laptop. Wait, her laptop is super? What you mean, my laptop? And he asked for laptop advice. Oh, don't I just need to get a new one? How do I check the specs on this? How do I check the specs? It is scary. It makes me nervous. I think I want him to be supportive though. I can probably drop in for like a hi, but I'm a little scared too. Da, 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 da. Okay, I'm not getting bonked or anything. Cool. No bunks? No bunks? Yeah, cool. Her la wait. Her laptop is super. Oh, system information. Okay. What do you guys need? It's Windows 11. What number do you need? What do I look at memory? I don't have a lot of memory. DX dialogue. Okay, DX diagonal. Do you want to check if my drivers are digitally scanned? Is that what it is? I have system information though, but my RAM? Okay, my RAM is there's installed physical RAM. I have 24. Is 24 good? Or is 24 not a lot? Hold up. It's installed physical memory in my RAM. It's 24 gigabytes. It's not good? What? Oh, that's not bad, really. I don't know. But this laptop sucks. It is. What? Okay. 24 is decent. What about total physical memory? Do I need to do total physical memory? Does that matter? I never remember anything. It's a very strange number. Oh, Jemmy, no, I haven't had meds. That's probably why I feel like shit all the time. Let's see. Okay, my total physical memory is 23.7. Is that normal too? And then there's available physical memory and blah 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 blah. Let me try that DX dialogue that you guys said. DX di my GHZ sounds. Sounds dirty. What am I looking for? The direct X diagnostic thing. What am I supposed to look for here? The language is English. Oh, my direct X. It says direct X 12. Is that bueno or is no bueno? My processor, 12th gen Intel. Does that make sense? That is my CPU? Oh shit, where's my CPU? Hold up, give me, I can't control F this, can I? CPU. Where do you get the CPU from, actually? I need higher than 11? I mean, 12 looks decent, right? But you saw my laptop stuff. I tried streaming in 720p too. Maybe I should stream in 420. It's bueno? Which version? i7. It's i7. i7 sounds better than i5, right? But unless you like a high five, you know. i7 doesn't sound so catchy. Oh, but i7 is like otsu. It's otsu. CPU. I still don't know where to find CPU. Just assume that the CPU at least exists. i7, you need a dash? 12700. 12700. i9 is the highest? Holy shite. Yeah. 127.00H. I don't know what the H stands for. It's probably like, hurry the fuck up, short. People use an i9 now. Oh my good god. Does it have discrete graphics? I don't know. I feel like my graphics would not be very secretive, though. My graphics would not shut up. Definitely not discreet, guys. My graphics are not discreet. Never shuts up. Never stops talking. Totally tangential. It's only for office work? Oh, man. I mean, I guess that's fine. So you're telling me I need to buy a new laptop. Oh, hold up. CPU, render, sound, render, CPU. I don't know where it is. Oh, you can check the graphics over to Task Manager. Oh, okay. Task Manager, I know how to summon that. Oh no, there's these buttons. They didn't always look like buttons. App history, apps, details. Details sounds good. What am I looking for again? My CPU? How do I know? What about GPU? I don't know, man. Oh, you already told me my CPU. Oh, you guys are so smart. Right click on taskbar. Taskbar settings. Oh, okay. Well, why don't I just type in CPU? Maybe I'll like find it. Processor info, yeah. Okay. Ba 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 da 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 do 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 do. I don't know where it is. It's okay, I'll look at it some other time. I bet Hemama will be like, the fuck, Shiori? Let's see. Device specifications. Let's see. Oh, you guys were asking for the GHZ, right? The GUZ. It's 2.30, if that matters. What brand is it? The brand. I think it's like Intel or Dell. It's one of those. What are the other? It's one or the other. It is either Dell or Intel. CPU, I don't remember. I think I told people already. It's pretty good, is it? Doesn't feel so bueno. It's good for a laptop. Oh, I see. It's Intel. My CPU is an Intel? Oh, that's so hard to remember. Dell's a laptop brand. Hey, at least, hey, you know, at least I recognize Dell more than, that dude from Alan Wake. The dude that's not Keanu Reeves. Okay, well, Well, at least we know. Oh, it's a lack of a hard drive. Oh. It's okay for a laptop. I might want something better for stream setups. Oh, I hope that they have desktops on the go, like Wendy's. Oh, that'd be so cool if they had like fast food desktop areas. I think that's just called an internet cafe, though. Oh, but you can't talk in there, though. You can't talk in internet cafes, I think. let's see. Oh, I'm sweeping now. Oh, yeah, here's the manufacturer, Dell, website, online support. Oh, you think people can just like touch the online support and be like, I'm lonely? You think so? I don't think so, huh? Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, hold up, promo voice. Golly gee whiz, novel leaks. Did you know that a cover release will be tomorrow if I want to announce that? I do. Golly gee whiz, I wonder what that cover is. It is totally not that cover that someone I don't know why, actually. I think it was on purpose. It was totally on purpose. It wasn't me, by the way. Oh, I wonder. Golly gee whiz, I wonder who it was. It's okay. I forgive you, Shiori, though. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, Shiori. It's golly gee whiz, totally your fault. It was on purpose. I think that it was released early for some reason that I will not need to disclose. Golly gee willikers. Oh, dilly dolly doo lee. The song cover tomorrow, some point in time. I tried. I sure tried to sing. If it makes your ears bleed, then I at least you can use the blood for things. I was gonna say popsicles, but I decided against it. I decided against saying popsicles. All right, that's enough computer stuff. I'll just make Hemamat ask me what I need to know. Or what they need to know. Eric, Yoshi, Jimmy, thank you. Do I have anything for today? No, it's the cover for tomorrow. K. Let's see. What else? Oh, that's right. I gave you Shiorium today, technically. I mean, it was very cringe, though. I'm still so sad. Now I have to remake that room. And it's not even about my kitty room anymore. No, it's just my depressing office. My depressing office room. Eric, thank you, Yoshi. And D3F. I think that's like defeat. Thank you. I said it anyway. What did I say? I forgot what I said. I mean, so are Twitter things recorded like a good thing or a bad thing? I guess it doesn't matter. Honestly, anyone could record stuff. But what does matter is like how much you embarrass yourself in a single space. But if you really think about it, if you really think about it, I probably do that in like every single stream anyway. I suppose. Dun 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 dun. An internet speed test? Oh. I'm not connected to the thingy. This is a laptop. I don't know how to connect the thingy. Internet speed test. Do 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 do. Well, this one doesn't matter. I don't really think I'll end up being able to stream here anyway. But I'm pretty sure I have a very good upload speed from my usual area. Ruby, hello. Thank you. Well, I tried to sing well. No promises though, but I sure freaking tried. Grace, thank you for the SC and rubber toe. Thank you. Let's see. There's no difference between spatiatory and regular. Oh, but if you think about it, it's like the movement. And there's like less cats. There's less cats on the screen. Less music. What else? Probably shittier audio. Technically, what I'm talking into. So this is what I like to think about as the phone's butt. Because that's where the charger goes, right? So technically, in a way, I am indirectly talking to what is the butt of you, because you guys are on this phone. So this is technically like talking into your butt, I feel. I feel. That's just what I think, though. An after party space, you can do that. Oh, let's see. Are we doing anything for the time? I need, let's see. Oh, it's probably a nighttime. I think I can do that, I think. Oh, you know what sucks? about this laptop. Okay, so it's very difficult to use a laptop, and you only have like the pad, right? The pad, and you put your fingers on a pad, like a dirty pad lover, and it's very difficult to navigate body movement, if you know what I'm saying, like zoom in, zoom out, and all that stuff. Very difficult. Unfortunately, I only have a certain amount of USB stuff. So I have a USB for what was meant to be the mouse. I tried one for the headphones. The headphones does not work. Whatever Bluetooth functionality I was supposed to have, it did not work for that. So that was pointless. I technically cannot. I think I would have to get a headphones that goes with like some USB BC, but the thingy that you plug in. Oh, but then when I tried that, it said you don't have enough power. So I can't even do that. So I have to sacrifice a place, you know. I have to sacrifice one of the slots. I just can't use it because it says you don't have enough power. You powerless, vulnerable Shiori. Kevin, thank you for becoming a bookworm. And Shiftwriter, thank you for the SC as well. Don't have a port extension? I feel like it still wouldn't work for some reason. I would have to get one, though. Not like it'll matter. I can't stream on this shitty laptop. A USB hub. Oh, but would it still say that I don't have enough power? That I am powerless? I am prone to defeat. I need more power. That's the best one. I have two USB hubs for my main setup. Oh, I miss my desktop. Ugh, the desktop feels so great, guys. Once you go desktop, you never go back to laptop. It's just what I feel, though. It's just what I feel. The power of darkness. Yeah, I had three monitors. Do you know how awesome that feels? I had a Stream Deck. I had two USB hubs. And it's so hubbing powerful. And then there's another area where I could put in my Elgato. My Elgato. Hasta la vista. Chegg, thank you for becoming a bookworm. There's some tweaks you could do to squeeze in more power. Like yell at my laptop. Yeah, I do have three monitors. Hot diggity dog, right? I kind of want four, but I don't think I have enough slots for that. Well, what did I do, hey mama? Hold on, let me just send a bunch of question marks. You plan to get a laptop? Oh, I mean, that's fine. It depends on what you need to do with it, you know? I think if it's just gaming, it's probably not. Actually, no. This laptop, now that I think about it, it crashes a lot. I'm not even doing anything else. I'm just like on a browser, right? And then it crashes. And then I'm like, oh, gotta recover my goods. Sorry, Shiori. And I'm like, it's okay. You restart. We don't need to safe restart. Not like I was doing anything important. So at least Photoshop works, I guess. Oh, AOB, thank you for becoming a novel knight. Da 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 da. You yelled the laptop. How good is my laptop? I think people said it's decent, but not good for streaming. And then people said, like, they spit on my laptop, and then just, like, pepper, they shat on it, and then they looked at me smugly and smirked and then walked away. It was essentially the summary of my laptop. My laptop's dying, you think so? I don't think so. It might be a hard disk. How do I make it go soft? No, Hen Mama, it's okay. It's just a phone. It is not a real thing. It is technically an inanimate object, Hen Mama. You said your laptop is good? Oh, so you didn't just drop your pants and shat on my laptop right in front of me. Wow, you remember my specs. You're so smart, Mossy. I don't remember shit. What did I even eat this morning? Oh, let's try. I ate eggplant and corned beef. It was pretty good. Oh, and rice. Can't forget the rice. And then I fed the cats barbecues. And then my dad tried to feed him fucking bread. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure bread is not exactly a cat favorite. Oh, I should get my stuffed animal. Hold up. I got my stuffed animal. Oh, I wish I could. Hold up, its pants are falling. Did I tell you guys that I was hugging it? And then, like, the pants started, like, falling off mid-hug or something? Not because I was moving it. I think it's just, like, it's not very good pants. It's a business suit. It's a business suit. Accountant by day. Criminal ass kicker by night. Oh, and you know what's cute? In Build-A-Bear Workshop, they have, like, slots for tails at the back. So that's pretty cool. I guess, like, that's probably what for Uris would do, too. There you go. I can't wait to make a video if I'm allowed to. I'm allowed to. I'm gonna give it a nice little office, and then I'm gonna give it backstory, and then I should probably get a costume for it. Something that screams that I'm gonna kick your ass tonight. It's a very cute blue suit. It has a red tie. Yeah, it's super, super cute. Come on, I'm gonna go hug it. I don't have to censor it. Well, yeah, but I censor everything, though. Everything must be censored, even my existence. Let's see. Okay. Just gotta learn this song. Then, whoa. Okay. There you go. Typed it. Yeah, it does have a tie. I wanna get a custom clothes for it. I will make my detective, and then they're gonna be like enemies, or more like frenemies, like Sasuke and Naruto. But they don't ever kiss. Well, I guess I could make them kiss, but nah, I don't want to do that. Not in my wholesome Christian household. Not on this Minecraft server. Da-da-da-da. My existence is like 75% censored. What happened to the other 25%? What is the 25% then? Is that when I talk about my fanfiction stuff? Enemies to lovers? I think it seems like an interesting trope. Enemies to lovers. But honestly, when I play an Otome game and someone's an asshole to me, fuck you. I got no time for your shit. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you. Oh, yeah. I did notice that Boruto and I forgot her name, to be honest. Hold up. Don't tell me her name yet. Glasses girl. Sarada. I think she's like a salad. I think they'd be cute. Yeah. The 25% slips through the cracks. Oh. When my thoughts come out. Like, which one do I plan? I tried playing Nekopara Catboy. But it was kind of, it wasn't really my type, because you just stay there and you don't really say anything. I chose the dude who seemed really good at the job, the purple cat boy. But then the more I played it, it's like, what is my purpose here? Literally, like, cute boys, but I need plot. That's the thing. I actually need plot, guys. And I'm not talking about the plot. I'm talking about, like, actual plot. Wait, is her name Asada? Is it not? What's her name? I thought it was Sarada. Is she not salad? Yeah, I really need to feel attached to the characters. It also helps if I can make choices, you know. Otherwise, it's just a kinetic novel. It is Sarada. Oh, okay. Is she not named after salad? Yeah, I need something memorable. I gotta attach myself. And then if the story's not good, then of course I'm gonna be kind of attachy. Just confused on who is salad? She is salad. The plot is important. Exactly. Hold up, let me look at my visual novels. I'm curious. I did buy the Slay the Princess thingy. I don't know if I'll... Well, I bought it. I really should stream it. It's just that I'm not sure how much to go into it. I know Fauna Senpai played it, but I didn't want to get too spoiled. Let's see. No, I need actual plot. Not like Badonkadonk plot, but I need like good story. Good story. Let's see. Oh, what's this? I'm pretty sure this is Yaoi. Is it? Oh no, this, wait, did I buy this twice? Oh no, I bought Butterflies, Poison, Blood Chains. Hold on, what's this about? Oh, I see. This girl struck by a series of misfortune. But then she meets the five young men. What happened with those? I don't know. But there's a screenshot. Wait, what? Hold up, there's a screenshot. It says, for you, my lovely little sister. Whoa. I bought this? I probably got it on sale. Hey, it's on sale right now. Hey, if you guys ever want to play this, it's currently on sale. Whoa. Is there an Anichan route or something? I just bought it because it's an Otome game. Oh, yeah, and people said it was good. Let's see. Very heavy on the romance, and it's steamy. Oh, is it? Oh, wow. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Two final rounds, really? How's it? Oh, no, there's a specific order. I hate that. I hate it when I get forced into a specific route order. Like, let me just choose to do the most compatible with at the start. Alright, let me hit back. What else did I have? Was this Yuri? It sounds kind of dark, though. This one's a horror visual novel. A haunted convent. Statues that move on its own. It looks pretty Yuri. This one is called Saint Maker. Oh, it looks kind of cool. Oh, hey, I think I played games from this company before. Oh, yeah, they made the letter. The horror visual novel, The Letter. That was good. I like that. Okay, yeah. I have not played it yet, but it sounds pretty cool. It's a wicked game? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What other visual novels or games have I got? I'm not sure on the story, but basically you're at like a nunnery probably, and it's spooky. There's a visual novel they made years ago called The Letter. That one's a horror visual novel. It was very complex, actually. If you ever want a horror visual novel, it's not a self-inserter, by the way. Not a self-inserter. However, it's really good. Also, I guess you can kind of ship people. So, I'm pretty sure I did not like one of the characters. And, I guess she was okay, though. My favorite character in The Letter was the pink-haired girl. The teacher girl. So if you ever want to play that, you can do that. Oh, I bought Blasphemous. I'm gonna blast your famous. I don't know where I was going in that. The chat room was moved because the thing was, whatchamacallit, it was closed by YouTube. They're like, nah, no kitty room in here, you piece of shit. There you go. It's for my mods. It was moved. We were forced into another classroom. It really does feel like that, actually. Oh, I bought first one. It was on sale. I haven't actually played it, though. But I got it. Oh, that's right. When I come back, I want to play this game called Killer Frequency. That sounds cool. Oh, I bought this visual novel. I'm probably never going to play it, though. I want to, but I never end up playing things. This one's called Demon Heart, the Ice Demon. Do I know what it's about? Absolutely freaking not. However, I did play another game from this same developer, which was also... Whoa, there's another Demon Heart. The fuck? When was this released? Wait, there's another Demon Heart. Holy crap. Wait, what? It's like a DLC, what is this? Okay, I played Demon Heart. It that was it. That's literally called Demon Heart. It was fun, I liked it. It was interesting. It's not very anime looking though. But basically your girl probably get accused of being a witch, and there's shirtless red dude who looks like a demon, and then there is blonde dude who's like kind of an asshole, but he doesn't destroy you, so I'm like, okay, I don't want to die. And then, oh, that's right, the thing that was really cool about it is that there's a moral compass. You can be an asshole, you can kill people if you want, you can be deceitful, or you can be a goody two shoes. I was a goody two shoes. I was very much a goody two shoes. I cannot help it. I cannot be mean. So if you guys ever want to play this, you play as a girl though, I think. It's called Demon Heart. It's pretty good. What other novels have I played? Okay. I would have to go farther back. Demon Heart was fun. I liked it. You know what? I might replay it. But Demon Heart, the Ice Demon, I don't think it does it have the same system. The whole morality system where you can be an asshole. Or you can be the ass, without the hole. Let me sort this by visual novel. The and visual novel. Your novels are visual novels. I played Seduce Me, the first one. I only did one route though, because none of the other dudes really interested me. I end up with a dude with like orange hair. He was just nice, essentially. And actually, the thing that I didn't like about the first Seduce Me game is that for you to get the best ending, you essentially had to fuck. And I didn't like that. So it's like, okay, you basically had to do it within like the first few chapters and you're still getting to know the characters. It's a free visual novel though, so I really shouldn't complain. But I wanted to at least have the plot get to there, you know? Not randomly start banging within the first 5 chapters. My heart was just not into it. So I got just a good ending. The good normal ending or whatever. You don't understand me? You understand me? It's like, at least make it part of the plot. she likes seducing. It's one of the early visual novels. Oh, when did I get this one? I have a milk outside a bag. Of milk outside a bag. I have Cooking Companions. I heard it's a very good game. It's a very good visual novel. I haven't actually tried it, though. I have Celine. Hold up, what is this game? Is this about a cat? Oh, wait. It's a cat, and she arrives at your doorstep. It's supposed to be, like, some really good horror game. And, oh, it's free! You can play it! Oh, understand that... There is... Oh, no, I shouldn't say it. Say so idle. Okay. It is a free game, but there's DLCs in it, apparently. I haven't even played it, though. Oh, I played Our Life, Beginning and Always. I really like this one. This is just like a wholesome slice of life. Where you can either go with your childhood friend that you grew up with or not at all. Oh, hold up. I just need the title of this. Let's see. Let me copy this. And then this one. This one. Wholesome visual novel. You just grow up. And you could probably be an acidist dude or not an ass. Oh, I played I don't think this one's done yet. This is more like a prologue. It is a prologue. I kinda liked it. I also tried this one. It looks very realistic. I was nice. There's really not a whole lot of characters that I'm really attached to in yet. In there yet. So that's the prologue. Let's see. And then I had some free visual novels, but I didn't really like them too much. Oh, that's cute. Oh man, that thing made me cry. There's this game called Love Choice. It makes me fucking cry in one of them. It's so wholesome, though. I mean, it's also, like, wholesomely depressing at some point, to be honest. But it's very cute. Oh, this one! Oh, this one's yaoi. Oh, can I tell you it? I only played one route, though. I think I only did one route. Because I wasn't too into the other characters. Oh, that's a lot of yaoi. I also skipped the yaoi scenes, actually. I skipped the yaoi. Because, like, I just wanted to feel the romance, you know? Oh, no, I shouldn't mention it. I can't mention this one. It's too risque. It's called, Oh, no, I can't. You'll never see me the same way again. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. Like, come on, all the things I say, da-da-da-da-da. Well, no. I didn't skip, like, the yaoi portions. I just skipped the portions where they're, like, I just skipped the part where, like, the things that I'm pretty sure my parents don't do, if you know what I'm saying. Can I mention, hold up, can I mention this to Livestream Yabs, hold up. It's probably fine, you know, well, I'll ask. Like, if their eyes can take it, I think it's okay. Can I mention this game? Can I mention this? It's like, for those who are not, like, listening to the Twitter space, people in the moderator team, this is like, what is this that she just linked to me? Okay, I'm wait on their approval, or more like Hemama's approval. Also, probably just destroyed their browser history, to be honest. They always say that they need therapy after modding for me. Like, come on. Yeah. Oh, this game. Oh, this game pissed me off. Okay, this one's fine to mention. Here, let me type it in chat. It's not the actual link though, but this one's called I Was a Teenage Exo-Colonist. Oh, this game was depressing, but it was fun for a bit. You grow up in an alien planet. You can romance dudes. Man, I was trying to romance a secret character. I did not technically get to romance a secret character because I did not get the best ending. That pissed me off, though. That pissed me off. I also didn't like how you... Well, there were things in the game that you could do to make your playthrough easier, because I replayed it like 3 times and I did not get a good romantic ending, so I was like, fuck this. It's a fun game though. I would recommend it. What happened to being a good Christian girl? You see, Hanmama, being a good Christian girl means accepting everything with open. Okay, avoid it. Okay, good Christian girl, here I go. Praise be. You're right. I see your logic, Hanmama. It is a good thing I decided to wait. Sorry, guys. No butt-on-butt action for you. This one's fun. I like this game. Ballads at Midnight. Hold up. You're just a bard. And there's, like, dude. There's only one route here. But multiple endings. So... I like that one. You don't even have to go for the dude. You can probably find anyone. So I like that one. Remember the hats and stuffed animals? Yeah. Oh, this one too. This one I really liked. I really like this. It's like the multiple loops thing though. I would recommend that actually. I would honestly recommend that. It's only like one grand finale, but a bunch of dead ends. But it's super cool. I really liked it. I am a good girl. Da, da, da. I am a good girl. And give me gifts for Christmas. Da, da. Give me gifts for Christmas. Let's see. Da, da, da. Oh, this one is... I finished this one. Psychedelica of the Ashen Hawk. Okay, so the Psychedelica series is really good. The only issue is that there's a lot of filler. I actually don't like the filler. I'd rather have it be some sort of... Like, just get in a route and be done with it. So, I kind of recommend this if you skip the filler. So this one's an Otome game, but I guess it's really not that big on the Otome aspect. Okay, never mind, I take it back. It was a fun visual novel if you get to the good part. But the thing is, to get to the good part, there's so much filler. It is literally like Naruto, but Otome-ish. And to even end up in the route that you like, it's literally just like one choice that puts you in there, so I don't think I actually recommend it in that aspect. But I really like the plot. I really like the hidden meta of it. So, the blonde dude? For which one? Psychedelica? Or which one? I'll wait. No, there's something wrong with Naruto. It's just like, I don't want to watch fillers. If I want to watch fillers, I would just go to the dentist for my filling. Oh, Hatiful Boyfriend. Super good. Oh, no, for Psychedelica, I ended up liking... There's a secret character. He was my favorite route. But I did like the... Oh, shit, you're right. But I didn't like him because of his blonde. No, I liked the white-haired looking boy. But I wasn't gonna go for him. I actually wanted to go for the brown-haired boy. That's right. I remember now. But then they fucked up the brown-haired boy's route. They made it all about, like, avoidance. Like, all you have to do is fucking talk. Your route is literally like, I don't think I should talk to you because I think I hurt your feelings. Fuck you! Literally talk to MC! But... So I didn't like his route. I didn't like his route. And technically, the ending for the white-haired, blonde-haired looking boy is actually not that good. It's good in a specific way, but it's sad, Chi, if you choose to stay in that route. Anyway, Hot to Full Boyfriend is also a really good visual novel. I actually highly recommend it, only if you get to the ultimate route. So I recommend Hot to Full Boyfriend, to be honest. I cried. I'll be honest. I cried over the birds, okay? My favorite route was the green-haired boy. That's right. No white-haired Kaneki Ken fucking loving ass. For me, I liked Nageki Fujishiro. He was my first route, so he is precious to me. Also, screw the other dude, the doctor. Screw you. This is why I avoid doctors. I got gifted a sucker for love, but I actually haven't sucked up for love yet, so I haven't really done that. let's see. Oh, Tiny Bunny. I need to buy that. I remember liking the visual novel. Let's see. This one's Yaoi. I haven't gotten to play it because it was also a forced route order. However, I heard it's really good. This one, oh, look at that spicy preview. Oh, that's some tonguing. Good Christian girl, I am going back to my page. I won't mention it. It's not that it's bad, though. This one's a free visual novel. I like this one. This one's a free visual novel called Winter Worm, Summer Grass. It's free. I like the horror aspects to it. It's not really romance, I'll be honest. It's not really romance. Dude's kind of hot, though. Might also kill you, but dude was kind of hot. Oh, and then, I recommend this visual novel. This one has multiple endings, but I only went for one because I didn't really want to be mean. I can't really deviate too much from my original answers. I like this one, Cupid. It's a very good visual novel. Basically, you are like a mom. And you're either gonna be really nice to the person that you are guiding, or you can be an asshole. So, yeah. Oh, I played Dramatical Murder. I actually finished all the routes there. Favorite route was Clear, which is the white-haired dude, but not because he has white hair. He's just like the sweetest of the bunch. Second favorite route? Nah, sorry. I'm a Clear fangirl all the way. Taisho X Alice is a very good visual novel. It's four stories, though. I liked it, though. But the best one is technically episode 3 and epilogue, in my opinion. What was episode 2 about again? Episode 2 was okay. It was okay. But I like the Snow White route and Taisho X Alice. And then the epilogue is just like, I like the tsundere boy, actually. Let's see. This one's Yuri. I think I only played one route there, though. This one was fucked up. Okay. I play this game called The Harris of Sorcery. It's about like witchcraft and whatever, or you're probably accused of a witch and you die again. Okay, so this one was weird because you have a grandma and then there's a love interest who is actually into your grandma. So, but you know, she's your grandma and your grandma is now dead. Now this love interest comes back to your life, but he hasn't aged because magic and whatever. And now, you too might have a thing going. But I got like the not so good ending for whatever reason. And then the dude just like yeets out of your life. So I'm like, fuck you. My grandma, thank God she didn't end up with your ass. My grandma deserved my grandpa. Paradise Killer, I think I saw it, but I didn't get to buy it at the time. Yeah, it was weird. It was freaky deaky. But I was already stuck in this route. Oh, this one I played is Queen Simulation Medieval Fantasy Romance. I didn't really do the part where you have to manage the whole kingdom. I left that job to the brother or whatever. I don't know what he is. The cousin, the advisor. There's a feature in there where you can be like, yeah, I don't want to deal with this. I just want to be here to romance boys. And the game's like, okay, we'll have an auto feature. So that's what I did. We'll have an auto feature for you, Shiori. And then I end up with the black-haired vampire-looking boy. Oh, I should play it again. But I'll have you know, I'm going to make them do the auto feature again. You think I know how to manage a kingdom? Fuck no, I can barely manage myself. Oh, shit, I run Inkwell. Oh, it's okay, guys. We're on an auto feature. It's A-okay. Don't worry, there's an NPC behind a desk. Oh, the dude's name is like Diet Rich or something. Diet Rich, I think. Yeah, it's on screenshot 17 out of 19. It's that looking boy. And then there's another dude I wanted to end up with, but I didn't really feel like doing that many auto features, you know. I wanted to end up in the advisor's route. But I ended up with a vampire boy. Who's paying the bills? It's okay. It's on auto pay. Oh, this one's. I liked it. Hold up. Can I mention this? Yeah, I liked it. There's only one route I really liked, though. That was the childhood friend route. Darn it. Maybe I should play it again. Oh, man. Ah, okay, this one's called My Vow to My Liege. I like this visual novel. I went for the long-haired, blue-haired boy or white-haired boy. And then there's this other dude. I didn't do his route, though. It kind of sucks because the common route is so long. And then when you go into the other routes, I think they were different enough. But I was so invested in the common route when I had to switch to a different target. It didn't feel as smooth in transition, you know? So only the first route felt really good to me because it didn't have any major bumps. I'm just selecting a new boy. So that's what happened. Darn it, I really wanted the bodyguard route. But then his route ended up sucking because he's just like possessed. It's like, if I wanted possession, I would just date a ghost. I didn't get to play this one. It's called Love Ritual. What else? Didn't get to start this one. It's called Grotesque Beauty. I heard A Light in the Dark is a pretty good visual novel, but I've not tried it. Cinderella Phenomena is okay. It's very hard to get a good ending without messing up, though. Because you have to actually answer as what a character likes, rather than how you want to answer yourself. I like the childhood friends sometimes. It depends. If they're anything like the Persona boys, like, what's his name, Ryuji? Or Junpei, they kind of have that archetype, don't they? They're not actually childhood friends, but they have that archetype. Nah, I don't think I can do that one. A little too loose for my goose. Da da da. Okay, oh! I'll talk about the other visual novel some other time. Wow, I used to read so many. What happened? I used to read so many visual novels. It seems life has happened, though. Whoa, there's this game. When did I get this game? Is this my game? It must have been one of those free things. Oh, yeah, it's definitely one of those free things. Yep. Oh, it's a Yandere Yuri visual novel. Oh, it's called It Gets So Lonely Here. Whoa, Yuri! Yuri Yuri! Yuri 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 Yuri! That's cool. I should link this to my friend. She loves... I was gonna say the more casuals. I think Kiyo was senpai talks like that, though. Oh, she loves gay stuff, so I'ma link it to her. Hold on, I'ma link it to her. Where is she? Where are you, your Yuri loving person? Send in, not you, no, here you go. I could also send it to you, but I know you're not really that way. But you act that way! in case you like this, I didn't try it myself, though. There you go, link it. There you go. Yandere visual novel. Here, I'll link it to you guys again. Or just the title. I can't actually link stuff. There you go. This one's called It Gets So Lonely Here. Cool. What is another thing I have here? I don't remember downloading this. Oh, it's free. I see. Looks cool. What about this? Free. Yeah, this is the free section. Whoa, was this a gift or was this free? Pretty sure this is yaoi. Oh, it's free! Oh, okay. Yeah, this is also yaoi though. Yeah, this is definitely yaoi. You could tell. There's a certain art style sometimes. Let's see. Free. Okay, cool. Alright, the rest of the stuff I'll probably talk some other time. Just so I can save on things. Oh, I had this thing. It's kind of a visual novel, it's super short though. It's called Don't Make Love. You're like a grasshopper? No, you're a praying mantis. And your job is to not make love. Or you can make love, but you'll die. that's literally it. It's a game. It's a game, my dudes. You're a praying mantis. You'll want to pray to not get fucked up. That's it. That's a visual novel, kind of. I have Nekopara. I probably got from like the Humble Bundle stuff. It's Volume 0. Isn't Volume 0 free, actually? Or was that from Humble? Oh, okay. No. I definitely got that from there. I haven't actually played it, though. I haven't played it. There's no... Isn't the plot just like you do cats or something? That's probably why I didn't really play it. But yeah, I could redeem it, so why the fuck not? you do cats, and the cats do you. But only in anime. Only in anime. Oh, you're downloading it? Oh, I hope you have fun. Okay, the rest of the visual novels I'll talk about some other time. Okay, I'm gonna head off before I wake my parents and they get pissed off at me or something. See you guys. I'll try to do. Oh man, I wish I could have streamed normally. I'm sorry that it was fucky wucky. I did try my best though, and I'm sure that my laptop did too. It just wasn't good enough. Pants, thank you for becoming a novel knight, and Lost, thank you for becoming a novel knight as well. I know reality is often disappointing. Otherwise, I'd be surrounded by like a bunch of cardboard cutouts and anime butlers and all that good stuff. Hey, the good news is that I think the Twitter space is recorded. Oh, the bad news though is that I probably embarrassed myself thricefold now. And you guys were there to witness it. Good God. Golly, oh no. Claws! Thank you for becoming a bookworm. Lost, did I already say that? Just in case, hello again, and then Pickle Man. I hope you enjoyed your time. These are so good. I hope so. Alright. Delete it. Where is the small world? Oh shit! Oh, that's right. It happened 3 times. But I think, hold up. Ingram, thank you for the SC. It's nice to see you. Hold up, let me check the... after all... Is it public domain? Oh, good God. What if that's the only thing that actually makes this have to be deleted? Hold on, I'm trying to look. Oh! Hey! I think it actually does not... No, maybe... I'm looking through a site and everyone's just saying that they're scarred for hearing it. I'll ask. Cobra, thank you for the SC. Coffee, welcome. Eric. Oh, have fun. Winkle as well. Yoshi. Simon. Well, I'm glad you had fun. Okay, I'll ask about the, Okay. Alright, it's kinda weird saying goodbye without a screen of fan art, you know? Real, thank you for the SC. Oh, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a happy holiday. and a happy, wonderful end of the year. Jax, thank you for the SC as well. Oh yeah, golly gee whiz, there's a song cover coming up tomorrow night at a time where things happen. Sound like, thank you for the SC. And Jay as well. All right, Shiorin, have a good night.